Holding in Siman Shin Yud Aleph, we did Sif Beis. We did not finish the Mishabura on Sif Beis. So holding in Sif Katan Yud Beis. So the Ramah came along and said that you can ask a goy to move the mace, just like you can move the mace through the Kikr B'Tinik. But to learn, Kamashatir B'Yisrael, I had a Kikr B'Tinik. The same way we were matter for a Jew to move the mace through a kikr batinik, he tira in a yehudi af politik kikr batinik. So a goy can move it directly without the kikr batinik process. Well, if that's true, so then the same way we limited where the Jew could take, we can't take the mace out to Rishus Aravim. So similarly, the goy can only take out the caramels up, which is Rabban. Thus, the Rebbe puts on Yedei Yisrael, Avay Afal Yedei Kikr B'Tinik, Filo Al Yedei En Yehudi is Zoster. Chen Kasab Morgan Ram. If we're comparing the two, we're equating the two. So wherever the Jew can go with the Kikr B'Tinik, the goy goes without the Kikr B'Tinik. But where the Jew can't go, the goy can't go. But Al Yabas Mitzadah B'Shem Kamapoyim Shaserim Lahokol Gam B'Shus Rabban. And the Sharatzion says that Arishas Rabban, we could be makel, especially because it's not clear if we really have Arishas Rabban's man is that.
What?
Then the Sharatzion says, in your case, near the Arishas Rabban, Shalom Yishalok Al Yedei En Yehudi. Even though like that, so we have multiple arguments. Lakula, it's Ayyadei Goy, it's Lachash Rasich Lagufa, it's not clear that it's just a Rabbim. So we'd be Makel with a combination of those arguments. Now, it's interesting that even the first step of the thought process is really interesting, though, if you think about it. Because the way we understood the problem, the matirim to Rishus HaRabim is not only a kikr, obviously, but it's only a tinnik. But even tinnik is kind of says atzmai, it's still a rabbanan. So the oisrim say, no, you can't do that, because besides that, you can't move the mace behind you. And moving the tinnik itself is also a problem. But the goy, what's happening to him? It's not Rishus HaRabim or not Rishus HaRabim. The only problem the goy has is the it's much less of the way we're learning. So it should be drawing the parallel between the limits of the Yisrael to Rishus HaRabim. The Yisrael's problem with Rishus HaRabim is partially because of the fact that you're adding the tinnik into the mixture, which the goy is not adding the tinnik. The goy is taking without the tinnik. So that's it's interesting that we should tie the two together. Okay. Now the Ramah continued and he said,
what do you mean?
I can't go back to the screen. Okay. It's also the top of the mace, I had a kikr batinik, the sar kahanim udabaracher, but I had a yehudi it's mutter. And he saw that we were invited to make all the tzarech mitzvah chasim. The tzarech kahanim. So, what is that? Shiyur chalam liyoyis b'bateim that allowed the kohen to stay in his house. Shiyur tachas gag echad im ameis, because the house was in such a situation that it was sharing a roof to where the mace is. If you want to take out the mace, to allow the kohanim to stay in their house. So you can't do that. So hutter tiltul ha-hameis, ayin ha-kikr b'tinuk, el l'tzarech ha-meis. The case before, it's a combination of tzarech ha-meis and tzarech ha-chai. You know, because the mace is starting to deteriorate, etc. So the chai will be uncomfortable. So the chai is uncomfortable because of the mace. So that itself is a bizoin to the mace. But the fact that a kohen can't be there, that's all lachla. But it's not a bizoin. There's no element of tzarech ha-meis involved in that. So we weren't makel. Okay, with Kosachronim, however, the Tiltim in Atzad, the Hanel Havchim in Mita Lemito, Shur Le Kahanim, the Tzar Kahanim, Afilo Shalayin in Kikr Betinuk. because the Rebbe told him in a tzad, the tzarech mekaymai, the shori. So here's an interesting case of the mekaymai, because where the mace is not the problem. The problem is that the mace is spreading his net of iser throughout the oil. So by doing tzarech mekaymai is about tiltum in a tzad, the tzarech mekaymai is a tzarech davar mutter, and that's mutter. So rolling the mace from one mitzvah to the other is a tiltum in a tzad, we said before, just tilting it off till he gets outside, and that's mutter. So here you see this idea. Remember we discussed this idea. Rav Moshe says the definition of tzarech mekaymai doesn't mean the spot itself, it means the impact that it's having. Right? There's a case over there of moving the fan. Right? It's not where the fan is, it's the fan is affecting this area that I can't sleep there, it's too cold. So here, the mace spot is here, but his impact is in this whole room, because he's spreading his oil throughout the room. And that's called tzarech mekaymai, that's mutter. K'mam and sevchei. V'kol malkam, b'beim b'zeh b'beim ha'mashem matur, r'mal yedei en Yehudi, or if we ask a goy to move it, l'tzarech kahanim is mutter, u'davkim ha'kreib v'roitzim. The family has to agree. The mishum bizoyin hamais lekeb is that there's no bizoyin hamais involved in this over here. The ma'aloy kishmat haram was served by zeh or by sacher. Mitzad the mais, any place is fine. Well, any chayal l'chap l'chayfa and l'hotziyam in a bayish shemay shom. They have a right to keep the mais where the person died. They have a right to keep him there. In loy b'malkim shaminig loisay some yad b'malkim shmat haram nesoy yachal l'chayfa. And if the minig is right away taken to where the base tahara. So and they want to keep him here, so that and they're affecting the kahanim. Someone can say, you know, that's not right. You can't go against the minhag malkum to affect the kahanim. But if the minhag malkum is to leave him here, then I'm chayav to take it out because of the kahanim. I feel how you may say kinesis tachas gagecha in a mace. The scenario was that the mace, whether where the mace died or where the mace is placed right now, was sharing a gag with the shul. The kahanim can't go to shul. The humitza, which is a mitzvah to go to shul, they can say you can't force them. Why? They used to do the tar in the house. So that was the standard. That was part of the covenant of the mace. They'll leave them, not be matal to the mace. They'll do him there in his makom. Like a mishum kavod, there's no din kavod by a nefil. Yesharim l'chayochel chevron letziyim in a bayis b'shul kahanim. Over there, when there's no kavod to keep the nefil there, so then the kahanim have a right to say you shouldn't affect us, and you should take the mace out. Apiyafanim avurim le'amaylo, using the processes which we mentioned. Chazam yisparim adibri magen rom sharachanim ayin atshikosam magen rom oyd binyan zeh. So that the Magen Rom says the case where there's a kohen who's a chayla and he can't leave, so then you could be kohen for the kohen. There is argument as you leave just because you want to stay in your bayis. There's a mace, that's part of your mitzvah to leave, so leave. You know, but you can't force them to leave. In the case of a kohen who could not leave because he's not well, so then we can force the kohen to a mitzvah base. Fine. So, I see the most additional brings over here a case that you have, a case which would be relevant. You had a nursing home, and there's kahanim's elderly kahanim who are living in the home. So we would force the home to take the mace out right away to allow them. It's difficult for them to go out. That's the same thing as like a chayla. Okay, so we're noyig to use this heter and yehudi the tzarech mitzvah echasana. The shuvus shuvus the tzarech mitzvah shori kiliel b'simin shin zayin sifhei. So tiltum muksa ayare akum, that's two drabonans, the tzarech the mitzvah is going to be mutter. And the need of the kahanim is also like a tzarek gadol. So assuming that the Kohanim are agreeable to it, they have a tzara to be able to use their bias, that's a balance. That's not any less than the Hefsid cases which we had before. So shus to shus, but tzara of that is mutter. Okay. Sif Gimel.
What Hefsid cases?
Yeah.
What Hefsid cases?
Okay, let me have cases of shus to shus of Hefsid. Yesh b'sha'imer gimel shim nosin ala meis echad mikelin shehu lavush. Kasha can nosin kikar atinig. It's lavdaf a kikar atinig. It could also be clothing. So he's wearing his clothing. So that would be a valid heter.
So the shavura
shehu lavush hanu shahaya meis lavush by mitchila. It means he's still wearing the clothing which he died in. That would be a valid form of kikar atinik. It's not like a kikar atinik would be. So any you put a fish alatal heter on the mace, that's going to be matter as well. Okay. The Bir Lacha points out that even though the language over here is Yesh Misha Omer, nobody argues in this. After mechaber kosev yesh mishaimer, and coming out to bezesh acherim cholkam azeh. He doesn't mean that anybody argues on this. K'moy b'yesh mishaimer shekosev b'sif shachar. Actually, the next sif yesh mishaimer. There's two opinions. There is a machlokes. Shehitzig alav b'beisiris. They do a darker b'davar she'enam moitzi b'poiskim acherim b'feirish. But the language of the Shulchan Aruch, I've mentioned this before, that even if nobody argues on this, but he only found it in one Rishon, he will write the language of Yesh Mishaimer. So even though, as far as we know, nobody argues on it, we can accept it as a halacha, since he only found it in one Pesach, he writes such a language. Sometimes he writes like that. But the Bahama is a combined Mizab with the Rapashadu, Kim and Shayna Lovish, Amezat Behen, Kishar Klesh Matal Yisr. So now, the way the Mishabura learned, the Bir Lacha learned, the case was he's no longer wearing the clothing. The clothing that he's wearing is bottled to the mace. So you can't say you can be a tal to the mace aga of that clothing. So it has to be an item of clothing which has been taken off of the mace. So now, it's a keli, which you can allow the mace to be matulta because of that. Dalit. Yesh Mishaimer Shlo Hitzichu Kikar Atinuk El the Mace Orem Abu Mahubik Susa Ain Sarach Kikar Atinuk. Now we can see Gimel, we're talking about a key item of clothing which he's not wearing anymore. Now we're talking about the clothing that he's wearing. So the only time you need Kikar Atinuk is if he has no clothes on. But if he has clothes on, so you that itself. So this is a Machloikas. Okay. Tezayin, Miksusa, Besibza Hoysif. So what Sif Dal is adding over Sif Gimel? Tafilu ima meis lobish by achshav. In Sif Gimel, we're talking about Kalim, which the mace was wearing once upon a time, where he's no longer wearing. But the now we're talking about the clothing which he's wearing. Gam gemahanik v'tikir tinnik. Because of hichshav, because it says it doesn't make sense. Lo hebi aksus botel gabei. How can you say that you're being metaltel the mace ag of the clothing when the clothing is botel to the mace? So therefore, the Beis Yosef finds this shita difficult. V'ay Magen Avraham she Yishva. Magen Avraham answers the Davka b'techrichin heim b'telam etzla yishena osin l'pashta. What the mace will continue to wear is a techrichin. So those are not would be bottled to the mace. Al hambushim shayu lavish by mechayim, the clothing which he was wearing when he was alive, which will be taken off of the body. V'ali osin l'habshita me'alav. Therefore, v'ay b'telam etzla. He had difficulty with this teretz.
Why is it usher to take the clothing the mace is wearing off of the mace? Because of Shabbos?
So the Bir Lacha does like this. We don't find anywhere by Chai puts on his clothing, puts on his shoes. He says, "What's up to Rishon Rabbi? He's carrying his shoes." So the shoes are about to. No, he's taking off his shoes tonight. since it's also lahav shikon, so they're not bottled to him. That's not true. Right now he's wearing the shoes. So they're bottled to him while he's wearing them, even though he's planning to take them off. So you're saying, but the mace, the clothing is not bottled to the mace, because you're planning to take off the clothing. So, said the same thing by Chai. We don't say that by the Chai. We say, well, Kosman is on the Chai, it's bottled to the Chai. So maybe by the mace, you should say the same argument. So the fact of Oslo Shittim, why does that change anything? But
looks more than us. This isn't malbush for a mace. This is not a mace wear, so to speak. Mace wears tachrichim.
That's true. But Kolzman, you have not switched into tachrichim. We can't. It's not covered to leave him without clothing.
Right.
So we need to keep him clothing until we have to get the tachrichim. So it's a tzarech of the mace. So much of that's true. So the clothing should be bolted to the mace as long as the clothing is on. So that's the problem with that. That he doesn't. He's not convinced about the steretz.
If he needs the place where the mace is, or he needs the item that the mace is on,
so taking him out with the kikar tinnik is not going to work, because he from the mokum of the mace, kikar tinnik would work, but for the using the item that the mace is on, carrying out the mace on that item with the kikar tinnik doesn't solve his problem. So over there, mutatatla min atzad, tana shehoifcha mamita l'mita, kima t'tzarach t'avar ha-mutahu. So tilta min atzad, the tzarach t'avar ha-mutah, which means the tzarach ha-mokum, or the tzarach of the mita, is a valid tzarach, is a valid hetzah b'tilta min atzad. Fine. New point. Hitir l'tatla yad ha-kikar, t'inik elu b'meis p'vada, b'loi b'shar d'var m'hasar m'tatla. This is a special heter by mace, not by any other one, other type of muksa.
Kikur the tunic helps for the mace. It's for the need of the mace itself, but not for the need of the place.
No, that'll work also. I'm just saying, on a practical level.
Reform.
I said, on a practical level, you'll have a problem carrying out the mace with this item that it's on the mita with the kikur tunic doesn't solve your. I need the mita. I can't use tikkur tinnik won't solve the problem over there. But even if I don't want to use tikkur tinnik, I can do tilta min atzad because it's tzarach d'avar ha-mutah. Yudzayin d'avar ha-mutah. Rav Lerma she'ein kavanosa b'tiltu lo b'shil ha-meis kufa. Shu'asa b'tiltu. His goal is not to move for the meis. El b'shil ha-mokim ha-dover shu'munach alav shu'mutah b'tiltu. So that's tilta min atzad, the tzarach d'avar ha-mutah, which is mutah. Avoloi, we weren't meant to kick a tinnik by other isurim. And that was in Shinches. If hey, Mr. Burisham said cut in Chabav, that there he brought a shita which is mat the raklishim not the isur, which is a more lenient type of muksa. Kick a tinnik would work over there also. Fine. So there is an opinion which disagrees with this point of the Shulchan Aruch, that it doesn't apply anywhere else. It could be applies over there as well.
What other types of muktzah?
Klishim not specifically.
Klishim,
correct. Mesa mutl b'chama. So it's in the sum, which is not good for the mace. So it's going to cause it to start decomposing more quickly because of the heat. Mesa mutl b'chama. There's no place that they can move the mace, which will protect him from the sun. Or they do not want to move him. They want to keep the mace where he was. So Chazal came up with this following leniency, or subterfuge. Okay. So the two people sit down on each side of the mace. They're sitting there, and it's hot. Sitting on the ground, it's hot, hot ground. So there may be mitosoi. Yeshiva out. There may be mitosoi. Yeshiva Eastern brings each a couch to sit on. Come him lemalo. So there may be ourselves a paras al gabov. There may be ourselves a paras al gabov. So Eastern brings a a mat to use to protect him from the sun. Now, that's not considered making an oil, because right now they're just holding it in their hands. And we said before that an oil which is being held in place just by the person's hands doesn't go into this or making an oil. So far, they now have this thing, they're holding this thing above themselves to protect themselves from the sun. Now, so as he's holding this Marcellus in the air, he slips off of his mita, stands the mita up, and now the mita is supporting that Marcellus. So in that situation, we're going to be makel, and then the person does the same thing on the other side, and now we have this oil over the mace to protect the mace. So Marcellus gabei and smuchas zuluzu, which to say in al karka mishnei tzirei hamace. So there are interesting. The way I understood it, Mishnah Berurah doesn't sound like that. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. So the port, they set it on the ground, which is hot. So now they have a right to bring this meat though, just to sit on. Mishabura learns that the final result was you'll take out the mita totally. Which is not how it was in the Gemara. Okay. I guess I said it wrong. Nisha Rak Marcellus Prusala Mace, and the point is you'll have the Marcellus lying over the mace, and that's it. What time is it? Yivio Miyada Marcellus. So just bring the Marcellus straight, but you said I'll go above. What do you need the mita for? Why do you need the step of the mita? So I always thought the case was, I guess the Mishpura says I'm wrong, okay? I mistakenly understood the case was the point was you stand up the mita and now the Marcellus will be supported by the mita. So obviously you need to bring the mita, but you can't bring the mita once you have the oil there because it looks like you're bringing the tzarech oil. So first you bring the mita. And he brings the meat because it's hot to sit on the ground. They've been sitting on the ground. This way, they have a good excuse to bring the meat. And then once they bring the meat, they have a way to do this. The Shabur doesn't learn not like that. That it means he takes the meat out totally. So if he takes the meat out totally, just like save that step. Just bring a Marcellus first thing, hold it over the mace, and then drop it on the mace.
So what do you need the meat for?
That's his question.
Oh, that's his question. Right.
But the way I understood it, that question is, doesn't make. The meat is part of the can be part of your final binyan.
Yeah.
He learned that the meat is not part of the final binyan. So what do you need the meat for? Yesh lomer. Deim kain yeh nikar yoyser shoyser letzarcha meis. Vosalas is oil or the tzarcha meis. It would look like you're bringing it for the meis, not for the person underneath. So you're making an oil or roy the tzarcha meis. But over here, it's clear that they're doing it in the same way they brought the mita for themselves, so they brought the Marcellus for themselves. Okay, so now that they brought the Marcellus, Zoyka Mitosa Benishmat, Ratzalomer, Shezoyka Umasira, he stands it up and pulls it out. I never said like that. Who Nishmat Mitachas the Marcellus, and he pulls him, he goes out from under the Marcellus, and Mela falls down on the mace. Marcellus Haim Koshim Uskufim. Nishmat Mela Koyal on the mace, but they're not going to just drape over him, they're going to stand out over the mace. Uh-huh. He learns that there was two different machzalos. They end up being like a tent, like a teepee. Yeah. Right, so they'll sort of like collapse towards each other and you'll end up with this
protection of the mace. I'm going to remember the Yisriach a mace, Yisriach a lotzis, Yisriach a lever is a love, Machzalas the hedja, Ashiya beloya siyasal. So they can do it in such a way that it's not making an oil. Well, they're also not making an oil because there's no tefach. I'm confused. I am confused. The halacha is that mechitzas is a royas mutter, ala royas aser, ala roy, which is only held in place by the other is mutter. So originally it's being held in their hands. I bet you they're gonna sort of let the matzelas down. I think he's learning. They end up folding towards each other. They come to a point. A point is not an oil. It has to be a tefach flat. The only thing is if within the area of love to the top of the matzelas, within the last three tefachim, they're close enough that if they're a tefach apart, then it's a flat tefach. So like this, if it's like this, so that's considered flat, because within three tefachim to the top, they're within a tefach of each other. Three tefachim going this way, they're within a tefach horizontally. And if it's a wide spread, so you won't have that problem. So he's saying, if he's worried, Pasha, the mace is going to be masriach, that's the point it is. So just do it straight. Just don't make an oil. So that's what we're doing here also. So I was always learning the Gemara, Pasha, go back and listen, let's see this Magen Avraham, that there was only one machzelus.
The Chumash says explicitly that Zeh Mevi was Zeh Mevi.
I understood that. So that Lashon is not the Lashon. I don't remember that in the Gemara. It could be. I'm wrong. I don't remember that in the Gemara. So then the case was you had the two side things at the top. If there's only one, it's going to fall down the mace. Where's the oil? Right. So the point is each are being the Machzelus, and then they take away the Mita, and they take themselves out, and they're going to end up falling towards each other and creating this tent. So then he says, you can do it behind you, as long as you don't have it. There's no oil, so do behead economies. I don't know. So we need this whole thing for.
I don't understand.
So neither do I. So we're good. Okay. Zion, mutar lo shachameis. You're allowed to rub different oils on the mace. Ladikhar to wash them off. Lishman akarmi tachtov, kadesh lo yasriach, or to take out, it's lying on the, instead of lying on a hard surface, it's lying on something which will keep the heat in, like a mattress. So all this is mutar kadesh lo yasriach, in order that the mace should not decompose. Lavash lo yosis boy shum eber, you can't move any part of the mace, even a single labor of the mace. The mouth of the mace starts to open as the rigor mortis sets in, the mouth of the mace opens up. That's the bizoin to the mace. So Kersha Zalach Yabinyan Shal Yosef Li Poser. So they can put something around the head, the jaw, that prevent the mouth from opening further. But they can't pull the mouth back into place to close that which had opened already, or so it's even part of it. He says, that's called moving the jaw. This is moving an aver. Therefore, we don't close the eyes of the mace on Shabbos either. Chafalav. Losuch ha-mace al-dicha. We can anoint the mace and we can wash him. Sichahi b'shamen. So using oil or using water, I'm referring to cold water, which will help preserve the mace. But Tamachol says, Shatir, why do we allow it? The Zeo Lav Bechal Tiltel and the Giba Alma, Kimish Mace is by Ever, as long as not moving any part of the body. So that's
You know, we said before that the minimal movement is problematic. So that much we're saying, since we didn't move any full aver of the mace, that the equivalent of not moving him. So we're makel, out the cover of the mace, so we're makel. Mitachtov. So we can pull the mattress out from beneath the mace. But the car, you cannot do the opposite, take the mace off of the car to Tilto Mamish. So they put a kicker on the mace, they lift up the mace, and then they can take out the car. So that's what they do. But that's not right.
Take out the car, the mattress.
We should stop them because that's not mutter. That's not a valid use of the kicker to do that. What Nishman Hakara Mitata, what the only thing you can do is pull out the mattress from under the mace. You cannot take the mace off of the mattress. Some people have the minute to yes, close the eyes of the mace. Place the different parts of the body in the right place, that he shouldn't freeze into the rigor mortis into a position which is not straight. Remember, this was Arsha who she sakana. And because the Zohar says, they say, the Zohar points out that this would, so to allow the mace to do that would be considered a sakana. But after the Zohar, ain't l'sharei shalpidim, there's no source of this in halacha. Mishnah isa ain't l'tzimin, ain't l'shal mace. Chen l'shal shalz b'ever. The first mishnah, you cannot close the eyes, you cannot move the mace. And they're arguing, k'negan mishnah, based on the Zohar. And furthermore, and halacha has paskened that it's aser. So you have a gemara and a halacha. You're doing against the farish gemara and not farish halacha because of bazaar. So that's not good.
What would it be a sakana to allow a mace to do?
Allow the mace's evorim to bend and not be straight. Is a considered a sakana? Okay. Welcome. Shenogu Elim Chas Biyadim Kiim and Sheyesh Lam Semach Al Piyazer. So, but if that's a minig of the Mokum, you should not introduce such a minig. But if that is a minig of the Mokum, we can't stop them because they are relying on a Zohar. Now you're not supposed to rely on a Zohar. Can't get more, but we can't stop them. Right. But the truth is, if you look at the Zohar does not say it's a problem. Just the only problem is to leave the eyes open. That's sakana. But to move the body parts, there's no Zohar for that either. They feel that if the Avorim will bend, it'll be Bizoin Lemais. Yes, of course, because of Mordechai, Shemini, Kikar, Shar, Dover, Shemutatatl, Alois and Avorim, Mordechai, Kalov, Achiv, Yif, Poshtu, Avorim. So the Mordechai says what you could do is put something like Shemutatatl on the mace and then use that to push the Aver into place.
Rabbi, forgive me. I know I walked in the middle, but I don't understand why you're talking about essentially positioning the avarim of the mace in such a way that they're straight. But and why is that a bizarre? I don't. I mean, if they're like this or like this, what you know? How does that? I don't see the bizarre. I don't understand.
Okay. I mean that. When sometimes the mace bends into funny shapes, we don't want that to happen. So we make everything straight. We know that it's not going to.
But what does straight mean? I mean, does it mean like he's lying like this?
Yeah.
Or do they do something like this? Or?
No, they don't do something.
Huh?
No.
It's just straight.
Yep.
Okay, so originally Asriach, we're right over here that the mace will start to decompose because of the heat which is thrown back due to the mattress which is under it as opposed to the cold floor, whatever it is. Now, what does Aleph Chaimetz Al Gabi Begonim Shalamais, Mashal Yasriach, Lamotzi Shabbos, Yochel Yitzaska Betharosa? We can also put some type of a chemical on the clothing of the mace, which will then help keep the mace intact till after Shabbos to be able to deal with the Tahara after Shabbos. We have to do hadacha. The more the mace, the flesh starts to decompose, the harder it is to do hadacha on the mace.
They decompose that quickly in one day.
Okay, I don't know. Okay, shlo yosis. If the mace is dirtied and to the point that people would find it repulsive, we can move the that's covered a mace. So that we said covered a mace. If you need to move the mace for the covered a mace, using a kikar at tinnikas mutter, and then you do a chita. But the dafka biyada, but lo yedei mapa mashum schita. You can't wet a cloth and use the cloth, but then you're being sucked the water out of the cloth. But it's not the situation. It's not to ask the goy to do the hadachah or to move the mace or the kikar tinnik without this tzarich of covering the mace. We said before, kikar tinnik is an eitzah to move the mace if there's a real tzarich of mace. But over here, there's no tzarich of mace. Okay, so that's the end of the cases of the mace.
No tzarich mace?
What?
Over here, there's no tzarich mace?
It's not covered. It has to be covered. It says over here, the case of the mace is maluchlof. That's a covered.
That's covered, huh?
But if there will not be...
It would not be here.
Right. Okay. Let's at least start Sifkas. So we've touched on this idea, but here's where the Shulchan Aruch addresses it directly, that indirect movement is called movement of muksa. And therefore, if you want to move the muksa indirectly for the purpose of the muksa, that's also. Because our mako, indirect movement of the muksa, if the purpose is not for the muksa, but for a other purpose, which is a heter purpose, that's mutter. Okay. So the example which we had before, tzartavra mutter, would be if I need the spot where the muksa is. That's I'm not using. End up using the muksa. Going to end up using the place. So tilta min atzad, the indirect movement of the muksa for the purpose of using the spot is a valid purpose. So now what about the following? So, person picks his your root vegetables. He picks them out of the ground. So they've been picked before Shabbos, but he wants to store them. They shouldn't rot. So he puts it back into the ground for storage purposes. Now he wants to put. So it's not planted. It's not making any roots. It's not planted. It's just being stored there. So it's not considered a problem of doing any malacha of taking it out. The problem is you're moving dirt, which is muksa. But my movement of the dirt is not for the dirt. It's for the purpose of getting the vegetable. You had a radish which you were storing in the ground. Mixes all of magulim, and some of the leaves are still above ground. Well, hishrish, it did not take roots. Well, the person's intent was not to plant it. So it's not considered planted. So there's no problem of a malacha involved with taking it out. If it's considered planted, you're doing kaitzer, taking it out. It's not planted. So noitloy. So you can pull out the plant. Al bishav enitilosoy, mase is offered mimkam. Even though when he pulls it out, obviously he's going to move dirt. That's an indirect movement. His direct action is pulling out the leaves, pulling out the plant by the leaves. The dirt is going to be moved because of that. That's indirect. And the goal is not for the dirt, the goal is for the radish, which is mutter. And even if the radish expanded by absorbing the liquid from the ground, that doesn't change anything. That's not called planting. Let's say the person put it there before Shabbos with intent to leave the plant. His original intent was to leave that plant there the whole Shabbos. So we should argue when he did that, and there's dirt on top of the actual plant, the leaves above are protruding, but the plant is under the dirt. So the plant is like acting as a basis to the dirt, because the dirt is on top of the plant. The food, it doesn't become a basis to the dirt. The dirt is there to keep the food, preserve the food. It's not that the food is supporting the dirt, it's the dirt is supporting, as it were, the food. Okay. Now, Zot HaShulchan Aruch, so that's talking about tilt of minitzat. That means you're taking your hand, you're moving it with your hand indirectly. So I'm using a stick, I'm pulling the plant, etc. What about tilt of magufa? I want to move it with my foot or my elbow. I'm not using my hands. The field of tzarech davar ha'osur is mutter. The Shulchan Aruch holds that tilt of magufa is even mutter the tzarech davuksa. Hell kash shalamita. There's some straw on the back. The stomach muksa lasak. And usually they would use straw for the purpose of putting into the fire. So it's, if its purpose is to use for the fire as fire fuel, so it's considered muksa. But meanwhile, it's on the bed, and I want to lie down on the bed, and I need to get it into a place which is comfortable. So manano begufa, you can use your body to move it.
And use that to apply other things.
Karakasis. If he did an indication that his plan is to use it as straw, as part of the stuffing for the bed, to make the bed comfortable, so then it's not muksa anymore. So how do you know? If you put on top of this straw, karakestis, or if he even didn't know a maisa, he put it on the bed with intent to use it for that purpose, that's enough to make it not muksa. Okay, let's hold it here.